This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Temperatures rising, records falling. That's the story from our burst of warm weather. Ernie Astuno is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. Just how high did the mercury go over the weekend?
We're generally in the upper 50s to low 60s.
For February, we're all pretty happy, I think, as far as the warm weather. And we broke some records?
Yes, there was several of them across the state, especially the southern half of the state.
Yeah, I did see actually, 69 in Detroit with that beat the old record set back over 40 years ago, back in 1976.
Yeah, there was, I believe, 1976, 1930, 1954, and 2000. Those were all Februarys that had similar warm spells in them.
Now, did this burst of warm weather surprise you?
It's unusual, not unprecedented. I think you'd see something like this maybe once on an average of about 15 years or so. Like I said, there are some precedents to it. 1954 comes to mind. That was a very warm February. The last week of February 2000, we had temperatures in the 60s. That was the last time. It was generally that warm for that long in February. So we had we're going to have a solid week here before it turns cold. Saturday, it looks like, should be turning much colder, which, it's unusual to go that long with temperatures well above freezing this time of year.
I have to say, I find myself thinking back to March of 2012 when we had that really long stretch of warm weather and then a freeze, which killed about 85% of Michigan apples and about 90% of tart cherries. So should our fruit farmers worry at all about this warm burst?
This is kind of early for that to really affect the trees, although you will see some movement with the buds, although the ground just recently thawed out, so it would be worse if you had temperatures this far above normal about a month from now, because then the trees would bud out, and that would be a problem like it was back in 2012. But this is kind of early for that. If March behaves itself and you don't see temperatures that dramatically above normal, then they should be okay.
The big word is if, because we are in Michigan, as we know, so there is always the big if.
Right, yeah, and it could turn out that March ends up much closer to normal, which would be good for them.
Did I hear you say we'll be getting the heavy coats back out by next weekend?
It drops probably Sunday, especially high temperatures, only low 30s, so 30 degrees colder than it was last weekend.
No open windows next weekend, that's for sure.
So. Not unless you have a gas leak or something.
Ernie Astuno is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. Ernie, thanks so much for speaking with us.
All right, thank you.